Good morning. It is a Thursday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, from the AP, as Democrat Joe Biden inches closer to the 270 Electoral College votes needed to win the White House, President Donald Trump's campaign has put into action the legal strategy the president has signaled for weeks. Democrats scoffed at the legal challenges the president's campaign filed Wednesday in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Georgia. The new filings join existing Republican legal challenges in Pennsylvania and Nevada and demand better access to campaign observers and raise absentee ballot concerns. This contest is not going to end easily.
No, it is not. And based on Trump's history, anything is possible. So it's going to be a dangerous time. The way this got set up is so interesting because obviously the Trump people said you go out and you vote the day of. And a huge turnout by mail, very much in Biden's favor. So now you have a number of states like Pennsylvania, Arizona, Nevada, and Georgia, of all places, in which there's plenty of uncounted or enough uncounted Biden votes so that when they get put into the system, Biden gets to 270. Now, if you are dealing with Donald Trump, anything is possible. And we don't know what will happen, but everybody will have to be ready to take up the cudgels if, in fact, it needs to be done. So, in a show reminiscent of pre-Hitler Germany, you have thugs riding around in cars, forcing a Biden bus off the road, showing up around polling places, if not in polling places, yelling and screaming. And it is an organized effort, obviously, to do this. So you are looking at a very dangerous time in America. Not as dangerous if Biden weren't approaching the 270, let's remember that. But we will have a period of time between the election of Joe Biden, which is going to happen. He's going to get to 270 if he isn't there at this very minute. And when that happens, it will be a very dangerous time in America. Now, Biden says he's going to get to 270. We believe him. I believe him. The Supreme Court of the United States is now 6-3. The question is, what kind of integrity do these judges have? Does Mr. Alito, does Clarence Thomas? We pretty well know the answer to what makes these people run. Do they say, this is a fraudulent or illegal election and this has to be done over or this has to be done over? It's possible. You better believe that John Roberts, who is fighting desperately, he's a conservative, of course, for the integrity of the court, isn't going to go along with that because the Supreme Court of the United States would be stained forever if it became that prostitutional, that they did exactly what they were told to do by this errant president. So that's where we are as we speak this morning. 270 seems to be absolutely within Biden's grasp. He'll get it, and then we'll see what Trump will do, because this is not a guy who is going to go easily into the night.
No, and to that point, if this lead holds for Biden and he makes that 270 and takes the election, President Trump can still do a lot of damage legislatively and otherwise between now and January 20th.
Well, I have no doubt that he will try to cement whatever legacy he has. This is going to be looked back on, by the way, as a very dangerous time in American history, maybe one of the most dangerous of all. And so he will cause a certain amount of chaos. I'm not sure what the end game is here, but he will. And the friction between the various segments of American society right now has never been more pronounced or more dangerous than it is. Every eye will have to be on Trump to see what he's up to. Now, when you say legislatively, there's still Nancy Pelosi and the House of Representatives, and the Democrats still hold the House, although they did suffer some reversals in this election. So it'll be a time when we'll all be sitting on the same pins and needles that I have been describing all along.
This division continues, and obviously we were speaking of just now the Congress, but from the AP this morning, congressional elections have scrambled seats in the House and Senate, but ultimately leave Capitol Hill much as it already is. The outcome dampens Democratic demands for a bold new agenda, emboldens Republicans, and almost ensures partisan gridlock, regardless of who wins the presidency. Isn't this what turns people off to politics? And quote-unquote, nothing will change.
Well, I do think that we may have some changes, I'll be honest with you. Let's just say there are only two votes difference now in the United States Senate. A message has been sent that Trump is rejected. Huge numbers of people turned out in an election, unlike anything that we have ever seen. So, you're Mitch McConnell. Now, he is one of the great anti-heroes of the Democratic Party. On the other hand, he knows that Donald Trump is not going to be here. He knows he's going to have to deal with Biden. He knows that that's a 4-year term at very least. And so I think he is a pragmatist. I don't think he's a good man. I don't think he's a decent guy. I think he's gone along up to now. But you got to keep your eye on McConnell, because there are some signs that McConnell, ever so subtly, is doing a shift here. He has won his election in Kentucky. He's there for another 6 years. And McConnell is the guy to keep your eye on, because he's going to have to start making some deals with Biden. And he's also going to have to throw out yesterday's garbage, if you know what I mean.
And we have this coronavirus raging at the same time. People are suffering and they need relief. And that has been held up because of the election. Not to mention, analysts have expressed some surprise that the coronavirus didn't factor more into voting decisions among the public.
In fact, David, when I saw the early exit polls on election night, and this is fascinating, when they were asked what's more important, the virus or the economic health of America, economics came in first. People want the society opened up, as a 2-year-old might say, I want, but they can't have it because there is a virus. It's a fact. But that fact is being ignored by some who are so anxious to open up their businesses, and those who are sick and tired of masks and all the rest, that they relegate the virus to lower on the list. Fascinating.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok.